Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 4th, 2016. And as usual, we'd like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabwe announces new indigenization regulations giving foreign-owned companies the right to retain majority shares.
One of the most positive elements about this, regulation for the time being, whether it was gazetted or not, is that it gives, the company, the affected company, an opportunity to consider other alternatives of indigenization.
For these stories and much more, stay tuned.
Zimbabwe has announced a new indigenization regulations that give foreign-owned companies the right to part with less shares than the feared 51% previously demanded by the government. Youth and Indigenization Minister Patrick Zhuwao made the announcement in Harare today, almost a week after the government, through Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa, gazetted the new regulations. Zhuwao told journalists that the new indigenization frameworks are designed to be in line with the country's economic blueprint, the Zimbabwe Agenda for Social and Economic Transformation, or ZIMASET. The new rules stipulate that line ministries will now play a critical role in the indigenization process, with the Zimbabwe Investment Center handling all investment applications in order to accelerate the ease of doing business in the country.
And indigenization levy that takes into account a rebate scoring system has been introduced under the new regulations that encourage indigenization in the form of economic empowerment credits. Zhuwao and Chinamasa were not available for comment as their mobile phones were not reachable. Independent economic commentator Rejoice Ngwenya tells Studio 7 this is a positive government move meant to boost investment in the country.
So I appreciate that Chinamasa has begun to send a correct message that it is possible for business racial groups to coexist. So I really believe that it's a positive direction, but these things are so many. There are so many rules and regulations. We are not even coping. I don't even know when they're going to start taking effect.
So now, it appears as if there's a conflict between some of these ministers. Do you think that they're doing it in the right way?
Well, the conflict is definitely overplayed because the Ministry of Finance is the one that is the custodian of the National Treasury. So whenever some minister, other minister, is talking about creating money or spending money on behalf of the government, that should be within the realm of the finance ministry, fiscal algorithm. So I won't look at it really as a conflict. I will look at it as a protest from the Minister of Indigenization, who doesn't really seem to understand what economics is all about. So I think Chinamasa should stick to his guns. And as you say, it would have been better if they had consulted stakeholders. But then again, we're dealing with ZANU-PF here.
So now, can you tell us about one or two positives about this new kind of direction they're taking? Let's say what these regulations are saying.
One of the most positive elements about this, regulation for the time being, whether it was gazetted or not, is that it gives, the company, the affected company, an opportunity to consider other alternatives of indigenization. In other words, it takes out the shambok and the whip from the instrument and gives dialogue and rationale a chance.
That was Rejoice Ngwenya, an independent economic commentator, speaking with Studio 7 from Harare.
We also spoke to Dr. Godfrey Kanyenze, who says the government should have consulted all stakeholders when crafting the new regulations.
With a situation like what is happening with respect to the indigenization provision, where the conversation amongst the key ministers, in this case the Minister of Finance and the Minister of Youth, it reflects that there is need to open that whole process to wider stakeholdership. My hunch is that this is such a critical national issue, and it should not be just a partisan issue or a government issue. It should actually bring on board all the key stakeholders. So I'll business against that tax pay matter be brought to the TNF, the tripartite negotiating forum, for wider discussions and adoption. In fact, at such a meeting, it is not just the government, labor, and business, but also includes other key stakeholders, the women's representatives, the youth representatives, and for that matter, representatives of civil society. Because this is a critical national issue which should traverse political parties and traverse generations.
I was just reading a bit of this kind of new line that the government is taking. So it says the new frameworks provide for two possible pathways for ensuring compliance, namely compliance through provision of a lesser share of indigenization for the economic empowerment of indigenous Zimbabweans, and implementation of the indigenization compliance and economic empowerment levy that takes into account of the rebate scoring system. Do people understand what all this is all about?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In the context of such a serious and technical matter, we really need to see the key stakeholders and really dissect the issues in detail so that we don't just talk over it over the phone. So that give recommendations of the CAF. We need really to engage ourselves as stakeholders and as a nation so that we really come up with an acceptable strategy. What I like about the TNF that I suggested is that it operates through two tracks. The first one is that there will be a technical committee that works on the issue, and then the issue is presented to the principal. So once you have such a situation, it actually takes into account both the technical and the political dimension.
That was Godfrey Kanyenze of the Labour and Economic Development Institute of Zimbabwe speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Harare.